Hello and welcome to the Gimme More Gingy podcast. I'm your host Gingy, and I've always lived my life outside of the social norms. With that being said, here I will share unmasked stories of my own as we explore ideas surrounding wellness, personal development, spirituality, sexuality, and so much more. All aimed at the objective in helping you align and honor your authentic self, to explore different viewpoints, and most importantly, to continue growing together. Hello, it is your girl Gingy, and welcome to the Gimme More Gingy podcast. If this is your first time here, I am so excited that the universe aligned us together, and if you're returning, welcome back. I appreciate your continuous support. In this episode, I am going to get extremely vulnerable and talk about the massive pivot that I've been going through. I will be discussing my journey with OnlyFans, what I gained from my experience, and my pivot to where I'm currently at. So, buckle up, get your tea ready, because we're about to go on a wild roller coaster ride. The tea is piping hot. Let's get into it. So, little disclaimer before I get into this episode, this is going to be kind of a tough conversation for me, and I want to talk about my experience and what I've learned and kind of shed some truth, but remember that this is my story and my experience. I am not telling you or anyone else what they should and shouldn't do with their body and their money, okay? So now that we got that out of the picture, let's really get started. In February 2020, I became jobless. I was let go from my job I was working at, and I had nothing lined up. I was lost, I wasn't confident in who I was, and I wasn't comfortable in my own skin. I knew eventually I wanted to become my own boss and make an impact, but I didn't know how. Every day after getting let go, I would ask myself, what am I going to do to make money? Do I walk back into my old restaurant job with my tail in between my legs and ask for a job? I really didn't like the idea of that because for me, it would mean that I was taking 10 steps back. Getting out of the service industry is really hard, if you know, you know. And so I knew if I would go back, it would be hard to get out again. My previous job showed me the possibility of making money online and making a lot of it. I knew that that was the direction for me, but deep down, I knew I wasn't ready. I still had a lot of learning to do. However, I did know that I was tired of being broke, and I was so ready to make a lot of money. OnlyFans started popping up, and I was intrigued. I started to do a lot of research. At that time, the site got a lot of its popularity from porn stars. Most of the creators were women posting 18-plus content, and the consumers were mainly men. Even though I was intrigued, I wasn't completely sold on the idea of doing it. I mean, we're taught that sex is taboo and that you keep those conversations and those acts behind closed doors. I've always been someone to not really like follow the rules and do things very differently, but even for me, that was a lot. With that in mind, I continued watching every YouTube video I could find to learn more. Women were talking about how they were making $5,000 and more per month, and they also were doing it from the comfort of their own home. All you had to do was post content on your feed every day, sell content in the DMs, and boom, just cash out. At that time, I had never made that much money in a given month, and so the idea of all of it became more and more appealing. During this time period, I was in the process of finding myself and figuring out where I fit within this world. I thought about how easy it would be to post seductive pictures and videos. I mean, at the end of the day, it's my body and I get to make my own decisions. I knew I came off as attractive to men because I had been told many times in my past. Thoughts constantly raced through my mind. What would my mom think? How would people view me? Can I actually make a lot of money doing this? What would be the consequences? Is this really what I want to do? With COVID getting more and more serious and talks of lockdown sounding more realistic, I began to panic. How was I going to survive? The future was so unclear. I decided to just dive in, and on March 16th, 2020, I created my OnlyFans account. When I first started, I was struggling with a lot of internal criticism and limiting beliefs. I constantly thought about the judgment from others, and at the same time, I was judging myself. I wasn't confident in who I was. I was single and very lonely. I was unhappy with where I was at in life, and I wanted to prove to everyone that I had what it took to become successful. Slowly, I started getting over my fears, and with the continuous confirmation of other girls having success on the platform, I started to believe that I could have the same success. I completely immersed myself in the industry, from following all the popular porn stars to all the top creators on OnlyFans. I watched their stuff to get ideas, I started posting a different side of me, and I put that link everywhere. I found online groups of other women doing it, which gave me a lot of comfort. The money didn't immediately start coming in, but after a couple months, I went from making $0 to making thousands. I went from barely being able to pay my rent to being able to easily pay my rent and all my other bills. I felt proud of myself. As the money started to increase, so did my confidence. I was so amazed that I could make one piece of content and sell it to hundreds of people. All it took was an hour of my time to make the video, quickly edit, and then send it off. And to funnel people into my page, all I had to do was post a couple TikTok videos. I was getting the validation and attention I secretly craved. Dealing with the criticism was easy because I was making more money than ever before. I was also able to pay for my bills, plus have enough to save, so I really didn't care. I even slightly enjoyed getting the comment of, "I'm sure your dad would be so proud of you." Because that comment did the complete opposite of what was probably intended. Instead of breaking me down or getting me to question my actions, it instead fueled my fire. At 6 months, my dad left the picture and never tried to have a real relationship with me. I never understood how someone could irresponsibly have a child and then want nothing to do with that child. At the age of 3, my stepdad walked into my life, but it never turned into the fatherly, emotional relationship that I so deeply craved and needed. He constantly would remind me and everyone around that he thought of me like his own child and would always be there for me no matter what. But deep down, I knew it was a lie. To me, he was just the man my mom decided to marry because he was willing to take care of both of us. At the age of 20, my predictions came to fruition because my mom decided to get a divorce, and I haven't talked to him since. So for me, I love the comment because I was still very angry, and in my eyes, they had failed me, so I didn't give a flying fuck what they would have thought if they were to ever find out. I really enjoyed the early stages of building my page. I had figured out how to make money online in the comfort of my home and while I even slept. I became addicted to it because I was experiencing things I had never before. COVID in general was honestly such an interesting time period in my life, and during that time, I was just riding on a high and living my best life. I became the most confident I had ever been. I became comfortable in my own skin. Insecurities I once faced were no longer there. Being sexual online was fun and exciting. I liked the attention and validation it brought me. It felt good to not worry about money for the first time in my life. I was able to take care of my mom in ways I had never been able to before, which brought me a lot of happiness. I created time and location freedom. I finally felt like the independent boss bitch I had always aspired to become. After 2 years of riding the OnlyFans wave, I started coming down from the high. I no longer enjoyed what I was doing. I noticed my opinions and beliefs starting to change. Making content became harder to make. In fact, the only time I could get myself to make content was when I was extremely high. My spiritual and mental health started to slowly deteriorate. I felt empty inside. The money was good, but I realized that there were areas in my life that were missing, such as I so deeply craved to be in a healthy relationship. I no longer wanted attention from random horny men. I was so over being known for my body. I hated that every time someone asked me what I did in person, I would get this like overwhelming feeling of guilt and shame. And I would just lie so I didn't have to deal with any like weirdness or judgment. I got tired of constantly being asked to push my boundaries in exchange for money. I was over the constant question of, do you do meetups? It literally just grossed me out every time I would get that. I came to the realization that I stopped doing the things that would help me grow, such as like reading and learning new things and meditating, all the things that I previously worked so hard to implement into my life. I just like completely let them all go. I hadn't challenged myself in a long time. I didn't have goals I was working towards. I had been living in this fantasy world. I knew I was never going to do this for the rest of my life. I knew that it was going to be a temporary ride, but I didn't know when it was going to come to an end until the end arrived. Last year, I started the process to pivot in a new direction, to turn inward to realign with myself, to remember my purpose and what I want to achieve in this lifetime, to start letting go of the pieces of myself that no longer served me. The beginning of the pivot was extremely hard. I had so much work to do on myself. Basically, I had to completely deconstruct myself to then start rebuilding myself. And if you've ever changed direction or done something similar, then you know that this process doesn't just happen overnight. This is a process that can take months and even up to years. Again, I didn't have anything lined up to replace the income I was making from OnlyFans. But I knew OnlyFans was the root to a lot of my unhappiness. I am someone who, when I'm done with something and I realize that it's no longer bringing me happiness, I am done with it. So with that being said, I decided to completely stop OnlyFans. Instantly, it felt like this huge weight lifted off my shoulders and I felt free. As I continued rebuilding myself and figuring out how I was going to move forward, I watched my income slowly leave my account while having nothing come in. After 3 months of watching this, I panicked and I decided to get back on OnlyFans, even though I knew it was not a good choice. I wanted the money I knew I could make from it. Even though I went into it the second time with a different perspective and only thought of it as a short-term thing, as I continued building myself, I went back to smoking a lot. It was the only way I could make myself to even make content. I battled with myself every day. My spiritual and mental health started to plummet again. I've never been someone who can do something just for money. And in this situation, I went against all my values and I tried doing it anyways. After a couple months of observing myself go back down a road I didn't want to, I surrendered and finally quit, like completely done, will never go back. I promised myself that I would never do this again. In order to fully move on with my life and show the universe that I'm ready to step into my new timeline, I needed to fully close this chapter and release my old self. Since then, I have put all my faith into the universe, into God, and I know that they will protect me and provide and guide me. I'm still figuring things out, but since making the decision to fully quit, I have gained so much clarity and my happiness has gone way up. I am not making the money I once was, which has definitely been something that I've had to put a lot of work into and come to understanding with and come to terms with, but I have faith and I know I'm capable of achieving all that I desire. Since the start of my pivot, I have really opened my eyes to other perspectives and I have learned a lot. I'm also now in the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. Someone who fully accepts me for all of me and loves me on my worst days. And because of this relationship, I have been able to safely heal from past wounds that I kept very deep inside of me. With being in this relationship, I am also so thankful that I have a partner who is able to help guide and teach me new things, and I've been able to grow a lot. It's also opened my eyes to a lot of the bullshit we as women are fed. Ladies, the concept of feminism has sometimes led us off course. You don't have to adhere to the idea of being an overly independent boss lady who doesn't need a partner. Displaying your body isn't necessarily empowering, and engaging in numerous casual relationships isn't necessarily attractive. Sharing images with unfamiliar people, doing luxury activities, being on luxury yachts won't necessarily help you find the partner that you truly desire. Trying to assert dominance over men might not fulfill you as you expect. The misunderstandings between men and women might arise from the false notions that we're exposed to about how we should behave. Men and women are meant to complement one another, each of us having different qualities that fulfills needs from the other. The portrayal of sex work, particularly due to the platform of OnlyFans, has been glamorized extensively. Some women view it as an easy way to earn money, but in reality, most creators don't even earn a living. The typical consumer of these platforms are often socially awkward, lonely men who are addicted to pornography and just yearn for any type of connection, often building unrealistic fantasies around it. This is also another reason why I fully wanted to quit, because I don't want to contribute to this societal issue that is very bad. If you look up the suicide rates for men, it is higher than ever. 1 in 3 men haven't had sex in over a year. 1 in 3 men. Our current era witnesses young women observing all of this online, and some even wait until they're 18 to start and make their OnlyFans account. What they don't realize is that this content uploaded remains on the internet forever. While it might provide quick money, it's also just as fast fleeting. Sex work is often a temporary endeavor and isn't suitable for most people. Engaging in this work can leave you feeling extremely empty as well. Today, there's plenty of opportunities to make money, especially with having the internet so accessible at our fingertips. There are things coming up left and right. You just have to be willing to do your research and be patient. At the end of the day, anything that is super easy to do is not sustainable, and there's no pride involved with it. Also, we're in a time, kind of going back to what I was saying with the men and the women, we're at a time where healthy relationships are becoming rarer and rarer, and more people, both men and women, feel more and more lost due to the constant stream of misleading information. I totally get both perspectives. I understand why people get into this industry. I understand why people are against this industry, and for me, I now don't want to be a part of a societal problem that is becoming worse and worse, and creating change begins with oneself. Personally, I aim to raise awareness and help people to live better lives, which is why I have chosen to leave OnlyFans completely behind. Whew! So, that was the episode. It's taken a lot of time and a lot of internal work to get where I'm currently at, and I feel like this was really the last thing that I needed to do in order to fully close up this past chapter, because I have put a lot of myself online, and it's time to evolve, it's time to move on, and so this was just, you know, the last little thing. So if you've made it this far, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen or to watch. I appreciate the fucking shit out of you, because At the end of the day, your continuous support is what's helping me grow into the person that I've always dreamed to become. And I will forever be thankful for that. So if you like this episode, be sure to give it a thumbs up if you're watching it on YouTube. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any other future episodes. If you feel inclined, be sure to share it with a friend. And I would love your feedback. So I would love to know, like, which parts did you enjoy? Which parts did you resonate with you? Maybe what parts did you disagree? I would love to get a conversation started. But until next episode, Gingy out.